My spine isn't straight, but most people don't know that about me. From a casual glance, the untrained eye would have no idea that I have a significant spinal rotation that makes the muscles on the right side of my back and core weaker and less efficient. And while that may sound like a significant issue, it hasn't held me back from any of my usual physical activities. I'm not a great athlete, my balance isn't stellar, and I'm definitely a klutz. I'm not sure whether to blame that last one on my spine or not, but overall, my deformity is not something that's altered the course of my life. Until recently, I've rarely even thought about this hidden issue. While I have my suspicions, I don't even know for certain how or when it occurred, which really blows my mind. One would think that if something happened to damage my spine, it would have produced enough pain to drive me to the hospital. But the medical professionals I've talked to through the years all say it's possible to suffer that kind of spinal trauma and not realize the severity. But as I've gotten older, the imbalances caused by the rotation are starting to catch up with my mobility and interrupting my sleep. So off to physical therapy I go to reactivate, teach, and strengthen some muscles that have become shorter and weaker ever so subtly, day by day, year by year. What once was a hidden, ignored, and unobtrusive oddity quietly morphed into a life-altering, obvious problem that now requires a substantial amount of my time, focus, and energy to correct. Just as our spines are designed to be the balancing rod of our bodies, so our spiritual backbones are intended to keep our souls pointed in the right direction. The human spine is made up of more than 30 individual bones, all symbiotically connected to the main spinal cord, and our spiritual backbone is no different. There are multiple components of a healthy spiritual spine, from trust and love to patience and purity, and they evolve, respond, and hopefully improve throughout our lives. Of course, healing for our spiritual injuries and deformities is not as simple as scheduling our next session of physical therapy, because God's rehabilitation of our lives involves every aspect of our beings, bodies, hearts, minds, and souls. And just like my current list of PT exercises, the disciplines God lovingly designed to keep us pointed toward Him are sometimes required in greater dosages. Although every person is born with a spiritual backbone, the very imprint of the Creator Himself, it is rarely given the attention it deserves and often deteriorates quickly as life bombards us with its challenges, disappointments, and temptations. Just as our bodies sometimes cope with stress by making unhealthy adjustments, so our spiritual backbone can rotate or curve, throwing our life out of balance, clouding our judgment, and eventually sending us into a place of atrophy. Most of our culture today is severely lacking in any spiritual fortitude and is dominated by fragile emotions, minimal commitment, and self-indulgence. On the other hand, when the soul is rightly aligned, endurance, honor, life balance, maturity, and emotional stability become hallmarks of our lives. Depending on how we handle life, the hardest of times can leave us with hidden, sometimes irreversible damage. For example, my spiritual backbone bears the marks of deep-seated worry and anxiety, for which I have learned to apply God's PT regularly. Whether it's permanent damage from systemic anger, bitterness, doubt, addictions, abuse, lust, greed, control issues, or pride, we all wrestle with one or more chronic weaknesses. Like Paul, who battled a thorn in his side throughout his ministry, my inclination toward worry may never go away. But through the gradual, repeated application of God's remedy, my primary weakness has become one of my greatest teachers. Is your spiritual backbone strong? Is it rotated toward Christ? Are there parts of it not facing the right direction? Are you suffering from permanent damage? Most importantly, have you asked the Holy Spirit to reveal your hidden injuries? We all have them in some way, but spiritual health, mobility, and strength can never occur if we don't ask God to give us the eyes to see how far off we are, to believe in the only true cure, and to understand how to apply the right biblical therapies and disciplines. When we are actively trusting in and abiding in Jesus, the Holy Spirit offers us a soul infusion of Christ-like characteristics, even when there's been extreme damage in the past. Galatians calls this infusion, which spreads to every corner of our being, the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 through 24 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires." In the Holy Spirit's power, we can move toward the spiritual backbone God originally intended us to have, regardless of our weaknesses, failures, and mistakes. Our lifestyles will be marked by endurance, committed relationships, compassion, a thirst for holiness, humility, honor, and self-sacrifice for others. But the great healer will never force us to take the prescription. He wants us to submit willingly out of complete love, trust, and gratitude for the ultimate sacrifice he made through Jesus on our behalf. Paul made peace with the thorn in his side, yielding his desires to God. When he did so, he discovered all sufficiency in Christ to the point where he could boast about his weaknesses. Can you imagine walking into a crowded party of both your friends and strangers and loudly proclaiming your greatest weakness? This is the dichotomy of spiritual balance, to accept our weaknesses but never excuse them. We are called to strive for change and growth, but to learn to be content where God has placed us. 2 Corinthians 12:7-12 in the Message version puts it so beautifully and clearly, quote, "Because of the extravagance of those revelations, and so I would not get a big head, I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. Satan's angel did his best to get me down. What he in fact did was push me to my knees. No danger then of walking around high and mighty. At first, I didn't think of it as a gift, and I begged God to remove it. 3 times I did that, and then he told me, 'My grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness.' Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began appreciating the gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. Now I take limitations in stride and with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, abuse, accidents, opposition, bad breaks, I just let Christ take over. And so the weaker I get, the stronger I become." Unquote. Having spiritual backbone is making peace with your weaknesses, not ignoring them or indulging them, and then letting Jesus transform them into a strong collection of dynamic characteristics that move in concert to more fully believe, trust, and love God. When we do, that love will naturally overflow to others around us, inspiring them to develop their own spiritual backbones.